Are you involved with direct response marketing at all? Probably. If you're watching my channel, Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, if you're engaged with my episodes, Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, I mean, this is really built to attract direct response marketers. It's the field that I've been in. It's the skill set I've been developing since 2005. It's, what has been responsible for most of the money arriving in my bank accounts for those 15 plus years. And like what it all really comes down to is two essential skills, two critical skills. And at the very least, if you want to be involved in direct response marketing, if you want to build a business that benefits from all of the power possible in direct response marketing, you have to understand what these are. You have to develop like a basic competence about what's going on here. If you want to take it to the next level, you have to get good at least one of them. And you have to, it's even better if you get beyond passable at both. And then if you really want to be highly successful in direct marketing, you should master at least one of these skills and become pretty good at the other. And when you or your business is able to make these two things work side by side, these two critical skills, then that is when things take off. That's when you are able to grow your business very quickly. So that's what we'll cover in today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, two critical direct response marketing skills. I mean, if you're here, if you're a student in direct response marketing, maybe you have a good guess for what these are. So let's reveal it. Number one is conversion or copywriting. It is creating the messages that actually get people to take out their wallet and to give you money. Understanding copywriting, conversion, understanding how to persuade someone to invest in whatever product or service it is that you have for offer. That is one of the critical direct response marketing skills. But converting people by itself is a very limited skill set. Because what if you only have one person to convert? Well, they better have a lot of money to spend. What if you only have 100 people to convert? They still better have a lot of money to spend. What if you are able to have 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, 1 million people to convert? Well, then you can really start to build a business. And that's why direct response so heavily relies on this second skill, which is traffic or media buying. It is the ability not just to spend money, not just to like go into an ad account and enter in payment information and enter in like go fill out the forms, right? That's not what media buying is really about. Media buying is about finding those audiences that are a perfect fit for your offer and your messaging, and getting those audiences to your conversion, getting them into your conversion architecture, getting them into your funnels, getting them to see your sales messages, getting them to read your copywriting messages, right? And so media buying or traffic is about the ability to find audiences and to do whatever it takes to get people to come to you. And so, classically, the skill set was being able to do list rental and understanding the list rental universe. Today, it's about understanding things like Facebook ads or Google ads or, native ads or where you can go out into the world and find those. And likewise, you can still use direct mail. You can still use TV or radio. You can still use all these traditional media channels. It's just that the internet is its own behemoth now as well. And so these two critical direct response skills, again, like if if you get decent at either one of them, you can have a career in direct response. If you get really good at one and passable at the other, you can start to build some really successful businesses where you can start to acquire a lot of customers. And if you really develop either in yourself or in your team a capability that is top tier at both, well, that's when scalability actually becomes fairly easy. And so, and I've seen this like client after client. Oftentimes, you know, one client will be really good at traffic and they just need good copy. Or another client has a really good copywriting team, but maybe they're not as good at traffic. But either way, they're able to build a fairly successful business with that. And so if you want to, you know, have success in direct response, whether you're talking about building your own business or whether you're talking about working with clients, my recommendation is to make sure that you understand both sides. Whatever side you're on, make sure that you understand both sides. So if you're a copywriter, make sure that you understand what's going on in the traffic world. If you're a traffic person, make sure that you understand what's going on in the conversion world. And then work with people, go through the training, go through whatever to get passable at the other side. And if you are building your own business, focus on like one particular, so let's say that you get really good at traffic, and you're not a great copywriter. Well, you could hire another copywriter, or you could just focus on, you know, getting at least passable on writing, on maybe doing webinars, right? Structuring a webinar and doing the webinar, and then send as much traffic as possible to that. And then as you are able to scale that offer, then you can start to consider bringing in other people who might be able to help you with conversions. Or if you're a really good copywriter, you can, you know, use all your copywriting skills to build a pretty good funnel and then get really good at one type of traffic source. So, you know, if your product is a good fit for Facebook, if your product is a good fit for some other paid channel, like get really good at that one channel and then send a bunch of traffic. And then as you build, as you start to understand what's working in your market, then you can start to branch out. Maybe you can work with agencies who can help you take what's successful in one channel and take it to other channels. But either way, it's about recognizing that like these two critical skills go hand in hand. And usually a business, you know, a freelance copywriter could be good not knowing anything about traffic, maybe. Like they might be able to get by as long as their client is really good about traffic and really good about knowing what to tell them about traffic, right? But they're still completely reliant on that client and all that client's capabilities. Or a traffic person that doesn't really know copywriting but only works with clients who have really good copywriting departments, well, they're going to find, you know, success is fairly similar, that as long as that client is able to keep giving them good copy, they could maximize the traffic's capability. But no matter what, you're going to become far more powerful if you are able to, you know, give the feedback effect of having some understanding from both sides of this, so that even if you master one side of it, even if you master, you know, conversion or you master traffic, that you can use lessons from the other side to help you just be all the more successful. And so if you're going to be in direct response marketing, no matter like whether it's your business, client businesses, whatever, just remember that it's worth studying and staying on top of these two complementary critical direct marketing skills. What do you think? Like, what's been your experience? Leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are your reflections on this? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. Get my daily emails covering direct marketing, copywriting, business building, and more. You'll get episode notifications plus more exclusive content for email subscribers. Again, that's at breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. The links are in the description. I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value, and I hope that I've delivered it here. I look forward to catching you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.